save. God cannot keep you saved. God cannot use you. God must cast you aside. And many believers, religious Christians, voice the same thing. Satan manifests himself as the accuser of men, all the way to Revelation 12 in our study. Now, once again, we are going to learn what our God and Savior are like. One of my little momentums that I like to carry through is, what is your view of God? What is your thought of God? How do you view and understand God and Jesus Christ? And here's another place where we're going to learn what they are like. Most have the view of God that he will do exactly as Satan demands, cast Joshua aside. And that's what they want to happen to Christians. This is their view of God, that you have to adjust to the justice of God, or he will get you, he will cast you out. Now we're ready for verse 2. The Holy Spirit reveals who the angel of the Lord is. It's Jesus Christ. And the Lord. So we know who the angel of the Lord is. It's the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, the Lord, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is this not a brand, a piece of wood, plucked from the fire?" Oh, this is one of the most beautiful verses in the Bible. This is one of the most comforting verses in the Bible, if we understand it. Okay, let's look at a few things. Whom the Lord has chosen. I want to deal with that first. Whom the Lord has chosen. Whom the Lord has chosen. Okay, let's deal with that. He has chosen not only Israel, but he has chosen you people. I'm talking about you. You put your name there. And all the accusing by Satan is not going to cause God to reject anyone who believes in his Son as Savior. I want to repeat that. Whom the Lord has chosen, and the Lord has chosen not only Israel, but he has chosen you. And all the accusing by